Yeah, I think that customers will be pleased to know that we're forecasting our second lowest total gas bill in a decade. And so we're looking at natural gas prices that really have been in a good place, stable, lower natural gas prices, which when combined with the way we approach the acquisition or the purchase of natural gas, really results in a positive for customers. We are projecting that it could be a colder winter, so that could result in customer bills going up a bit, depending on usage. So if, you know, again, a customer who purchases their natural gas from BGE, if they're going to see an increase in their BGE bill when it comes to natural gas, it would be projected to be only due to the fact that we would see a colder winter than normal, and that's what's forecasted. But if that colder winter doesn't manifest itself, the price alone is still very low relative to the past decade. Again, the second lowest total gas bill in a decade, which is what we're forecasting.
Do you have some percentage on that, or how it compares to last winter at your disposal?
Well, if we were going to see a colder winter this year, BGE customers could see a $9 a month increase in the 5-month winter heating season. And that, again, is the typical residential customer who would purchase their gas from BGE. And that would be compared to last year, which would be about an increase in the gas bill itself of about 11%. But again, I want to reinforce the fact that it really depends on the individual customer. And year over year from just a gas price perspective, not factoring in the weather, we're still going to see the second lowest, projecting the second lowest gas bill in 10 years. So depending on how you as a customer use your system, your gas heating system, will define whether an increase could occur or not in your bill.
But it depends on, if it isn't a colder winter, this will flatten out, I assume.
Yeah, it depends, because customers have their own tolerance for their own home and for how much heating they need to have on a regular basis. So you're right. If we don't see a cold winter, or we see a winter that's not as cold as projected, then certainly the bills would be lower than what we're projecting. And again, if you factor in just the general price, if you're not having to increase the heating in your home due to weather outside, you're going to see certainly a positive in terms of your bill.
Do you have average customer figures in front of you on this? I see $9 average increase, $9 per month over the 5 months. Over last year, 11%.
Yeah.
Any other breakdown on that that we
that's
can
all I've
get
got right
on?
Now. Yeah, that's okay. The only thing I've got right now. Now, what I would say, though, is if customers, customers can offset any kind of increase that they might see as a result of weather just from some of the other programs that we have. We have a budget billing program, of course, that you can smooth out your payments. But, customers like myself who shop for both their electricity and their natural gas supply can often find prices that are lower than BGE's standard offer service rate. So we encourage customers to shop alternative suppliers. We've got well over several hundred thousand customers who actually are shopping for their electric supply and their natural gas supply. So there's some real money to be saved just by shopping for a third-party supplier.